the interview with C.D. Howe, I was an innocent cub reporter at the grain exchange, and C.D., who was minister of everything at that time, came from Thunder Bay, of course, didn't he? He came to Winnipeg to meet with the wheat board, and as I put it, I said, as a journalist, I will never forget an interview with C.D. Howe in the mid-50s. Canada, at the time, had a rather large wheat carryover. C.D. was coming to Winnipeg to meet with the wheat board. He was met at the airport by reporters who wanted to know what he was going to do about the wheat surplus. C.D. said he didn't want to talk about wheat. The Free Press reporter was particularly insistent, obnoxious, some might say. C.D. was adamant, and there was some oral conflict. To make matters worse, the Free Press had a cartoon of C.D. walking around in circles carrying a big bag of wheat. The minister was miffed, to say the least. At the time, I was a fairly junior and highly nervous reporter covering the grain exchange. I was oblivious of the airport incident until the managing editor called me and said I had to get an interview with C.D. Howe because the Tribune had one. Well, what are friends for? I called George McIver, he was chief commissioner at the board at the time, and or Clive Davidson at the board, and somehow they persuaded C.D. to see me. But they warned me, don't even mention wheat. Just don't even think about it. Thus compromises are made. It was quite an interview. C.D. sat there, stony-eyed, and uttering only two words, yes or no, as I asked nonsensical questions about iron ore and Labrador or whatever else I could think of that didn't relate to wheat. I've never forgotten that one.